After that, the 506th had little problem with men returning late from a furlough. In late January, Easy and the rest of the 506th moved across the Chattahoochee River to the Alabama side of Fort Benning. It was like going from prison to freedom. The barracks were comfortable and the food good. There was a fine PX and a movie theater. The training concentrated on squad problems, especially house-to-house fighting, which was fun, with lots of explosions, firing blanks at one another, tossing smoke grenades. The men made their sixth jump, the first with rifles. Carson's diary entries capture the flavor of those winter days. February 8. Last night we were in a hell-raising mood, so we tore the barracks apart in a pillow fight. After 3 hours of fighting, we finally decided that we were tired and went to bed. February 11. Corporal Joe Toya, Sergeant George Lutz, and I go to Columbus. Called up the girls and had a party. Fun and more fun. Sometime during the party, I ran into Betty, the key to Columbus. We finally had to get home and got here 4:45 a.m. February 12. Back to Chickasaw Gardens in Columbus, and another lovely evening. Betty and I hit it off swell. Really had fun. Got home at 4:45 a.m. and went on duty at 5:30 with one eye open. In March, it was pack 'em up, we're moving out. Camp McCall, North Carolina, was a marvel of wartime construction. On November 7, 1942, it consisted of 62,000 acres of wilderness. 4 months later, it had 65 miles of paved roads, a 1,200-bed hospital, 5 movie theaters, 6 huge beer gardens, a complete all-weather airfield with 3 5,000-foot runways, and 1,750 buildings. The barracks were heated. The cots had mattresses. It was named for Private John T. McCall of the 82nd Airborne Division, the first American paratrooper to be killed in combat in World War II. He died on November 8th, the day construction began, in North Africa. Camp McCall was home to the Airborne Command. Training intensified and became more sophisticated. The jumps now included not only rifles, but other small arms. The bazooka had to be jumped in one piece. The light machine guns also, although the tripod could be separated and carried by a second man. Two men split the 60-millimeter mortar and its base plate. Food, ammunition, maps, hand grenades, high explosives, and more were attached to the paratroopers.